I mean, Woo! Yeah, I've used a flask basically every show. Mainly.
Woo! When we did it, we were flask, or we
even on stage.
Decanters.
Yeah. Alright, I believe it. Yeah, decanters.
I mean, you wouldn't know, because I'm not on stage very often.
Harrison,
every 40 hands.
Shut up.
Because it's.
Oh, wait. Eli was the only one that saw him in black.
If you have
me.
Inside pockets.
Pretend that we saw him in black.
Oh, please do.
I think I know enough.
You can guess.
I've seen the first three
you can,
main actors.
Here's the thing that's unexpected about Ben in Black, though. It's bad.
I don't know if that was unexpected.
I saw the trailer for that.
Men in Boy. Boys in Black.
Boys in Black?
I was Men in Boys.
That's a question.
I think Men in Boys is a bad idea.
This pod's
what are we,
the Catholic
Church?
Great.
And with that, we're live, boys. And I'm Harrison Cordell. With me are co-boys Matthew Easdale, David Lake.
Howdy.
Hey. Eli, get out of here.
Clutch.
Mom
so,
always comes in clutch.
And the barging
entrance.
Hell yeah.
Permission to just call your mom.
Guest boy, Eli Nicholas.
We made a joke about the Catholic Church.
I missed it.
We were going to call it Men and Boys.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Sorry.
And very special first guest boy appearance from Curtis Allen, who's currently drinking from a flask.
A flask, mind you. Yes.
When did you get that?
What?
Like,
kind
when,
of a stupid question.
How many days ago did you get it?
I don't know.
What's the timeline?
A week?
2 weeks.
When did you want it?
I've always wanted the flask. It was my childhood dream.
When was the last time you were sober?
It's actually like, it seems really inefficient to drink out of.
What do you mean?
It's a really small hole.
Well, you're supposed to put it in your pocket. Do you just carry it around like you did when you walked in?
I think the point of it is so you can easily conceal it, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what a flask is for?
Is that why the thing is so small?
Yeah. It's just you can like put it in like your inside pocket and stuff and just pull it out. And,
the problem I found with
flasks
is when you're like at the end and you're trying to get like the last bit out and you're like...
It's probably hard to chug it. Too.
Well, yeah,
you're not supposed to chug liquor.
Well, I imagine by you're be at the bottom. imagine you're at the bottom of the floor if you're at the bottom of a flask at some point.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like 1 tequila, 2 tequila,
oh,
3 tequila. Let's get on with the episode.
You can't like put your mouth all the way around. You just have to pour it in.
Yeah, speaking of pouring it in,
E3
happened, and a lot of people, companies poured games into people's gullets.
Yeah, that was a great transition.
Into their game
holes.
But
into the game hole.
What is this, the casting show?
Yeah.
My game hole has been saved by E3. They really, they just...
But there's a lot of leaks and nobody liked it. There's a lot of leaks, nobody liked it. What do you think about the leaks in E3, Eli?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fantastic.
What are the leaks?
We talked about E3 a lot last week.
The
There's been a lot of reactionary sort of things. Not to the podcast. No, but actually,
the Avengers game
okay,
stuff.
Listen. A surprising number of people have been listening to it.
That's impressive.
I didn't know
this
the power of
right
Dave
now?
Mako. The Avengers showed up, and people think Black Widow looks like Lord Farquaad, for one. That's an issue. She does.
If anything makes her stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just a sort of bland, straight guy to like the whole Avengers, because, you know, it's fine that people write it like that. You know, I'm okay with that, personally. It's fine.
Well, it was like I heard that the developers said that they were trying not to make them look like the MCU characters.
Yeah,
but really, I'm pretty sure they were, and they just failed.
No, yeah.
And so they're trying to cover
no,
it.
No, I don't think they...
What? They weren't even trying, okay?
It wasn't the goal. Well, that makes perfect sense. Because it's not like you have Life Miles tomorrow!
Yeah, it's basically just the Disney XD of... The Avengers and video games, which I'm fine with at this point because they're usually bad.
I was never allowed to watch Disney XD. My mom thought it was too hardcore.
It's pretty
hardcore.
Disney XD
shit.
My mom didn't want me to watch SpongeBob when I was a kid.
I was
the
same. I've never seen that.
I had to watch it myself.
You watched it.
The actual Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon for Disney XD, a little racy, a little good.
Really?
Little
racy.
But like for Disney XD standards,
I watched like half an episode of that, then realized I didn't want to watch it anymore.
That's I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I get it.
I can tell that you love this cartoon very much.
I don't love it a lot.
Uh-huh.
I just wish it was better. Do you guys want to cover anything specifically from E3? Is what I meant to say after.
Yeah. The
only
thing I remember from E3 stuff is that.
I mean, I saw him.
It's been a while since
I've
looked
at it. Yeah, I saw him in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, very good. Very good.
Sorry, we were totally off topic.
The baseball.
That's true. Hey, that's fine. It's a loose episode. I got work pretty soon, so I don't know.
That's why Curtis is here.
Yeah.
I wonder if Curtis is
I kind of messed up pretty bad when I was texting you guys. That was on me.
Where are you working?
The radio station.
He's keeping it real.
Actually, the way it's been work's been going, it's been going all right. But my first day, like an hour in, like it's pretty boring because everything's like automation is working now. So I just basically sit around catching up on podcasts and Spider-Man Homecoming. And there's another like board operator that's sort of my gig. And he's just like, hey, listen, Cricket's f***ed. We need help. What? And then, so I had to go in and like run like the Cricket country station for like half an hour.
Wait, you were like, what do you do there?
I looked at the screen and it's just like, hey, listen, I don't know country. Just I had to pick songs that I thought were country, and then I just played them. No, I didn't make announcements.
Darn it.
I didn't want to set that up.
Did you get in trouble?
I could have. Nobody would have caught me. It's completely like,
I should have told
meters.
Us. I would have been listening to Cricket Country.
I only listen to that station.
Yeah. But yeah, basically my job is just being paid to listen to baseball and country music, which I guess I'm fine with getting.
I hate all of that.
Wow.
All
it's not great.
It's all American kid, huh?
Just classic
baseball and country music.
Baseball and country.
Insane. Now we're gonna take you down the old town road on Cricket Country.
Right now we're down the old town road 5 times in a row.
Old town road.
I think
this
is
the only
country
song I know.
I think it's just
brought to you by Rambo Last Blood.
Cotton Eye Joe over and over again.
I couldn't find Cotton Eye Joe. I just like
Cyrus. Okay, I'll tell you what. Me and my friends looked up all of the remixes that exist of Achy Breaky Heart, and it is appalling.
How many?
I'm gonna tell you. I don't remember.
Is it 69?
Lizzie said
it's like it was his only successful song.
That's how much
it
bought Obama.
So on every single album Billy Ray Cyrus has released, he's like released a new remix of Achy Breaky Heart that came out in like 1998 or something. It's like
Billy
the
Cyrus.
Poor old man.
Billy Ray Cyrus did music?
That's like Kid Rock's.
I only know him from Hannah Montana.
Basically,
Rip-Off
Sweet Home Alabama. What is that called?
I know him from The Spy Next Door, the Jackie Chan film. It's a classic.
Cyrus? I remember that.
Billy Ray Cyrus
is a
sidekick.
Hannah Montana, dude. He's a classic.
Yeah, dude.
All right. He's a
Dang, flam it.
Dang, flam it.
Dang, flam it.
Exactly.
Dang, flam it. There's like a montage on YouTube.
You misrepresented the Indians. They didn't really tackle any, you know, that sort of PC culture in Hannah Montana.
Oh, God. Hannah Montana is so PC.
Hannah Montana.
I was just waiting
for
Billy Ray to come out and be like, what do you guys think about abortion?
Hannah Montana had a secret in abortion.
What?
I really want to see, like, one of the super serious Hannah Montana episodes.
I mean, that's what Black Mirror is this season, I guess. It's basically sci-fi Hannah Montana.
This is Jackie Chan's first strike. It's like in the 80s, and it was, I think, made in China. So, you know, it's dubbed over with like crappy, like, the words. But it's so good, and he does all these awesome stunts. But it's got some of the best fight scenes.
I mean, the best Jackie Chan movie is the Lego Ninjago movie because it's a Lego movie. Whatever. Have you not seen the Lego Ninjago movie? Here's the thing I like about that. It's that nobody wants a Lego Ninjago movie, so somebody had to go up. Like, they didn't have to hire a guy. We got to do Batman. We got to cash in on that. Some guy went, hey, listen, I think Lego Ninjago is like a good story about a kid and like a villain dad. Could I do it? And they're like, yeah, sure, it's marketable.
Yeah.
And then nobody
saw
it.
Cyrus just released an album in May called The Snake Doctor Circus.
What?
Snake, pardon?
The Snake Doctor Circus.
Is there a version of Achy Breaky Heart on it?
Oh, man.
I'm really sorry.
Not so, just like carnival teams?
Anymore.
Yeah.
Is Old Town Road on it?
Billy Ray Cyrus was in
Old Town. Billy Ray Cyrus songs
in Billy Cyrus.
Oh, man.
Speaking of videos or movies with great fight scenes, I discovered the best way to watch all of the Matrix movies in one day.
Yeah.
It's if you're sick and you're getting just like progressively like more into a fever dream kind of state. So you're
so you tried to break out of the Matrix is what you're saying.
Exactly. So you're most conscious for the first one, which is the best one.
Yeah.
And then as they get worse,
you
get more detached from reality.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wouldn't,
so they're more palatable.
I mean, it wouldn't be like Speed Racer where it's just like a mesh of like really good, well choreographed colors. Just in the Matrix, it'd just be just green and black, though.
Exactly.
I like the.
That's not what I'm looking for in a, you know,
the weird drug
intoxication fantasy,
yeah.
I guess.
Those two guys. After watching The Matrix, and then you watch Lord of the Rings, and you're like, Mr. Smith is Elrond?
I know.
What?
<What's> going on?
It took me a second to, like, make the connection, and I was like, oh, why is Elrond in The Matrix?
Elrond's duplicated himself.
The only time, listen, I've thought about, like, people are like, oh, it's really good a movie when you're high. But I promised myself that if I ever get intoxicated on a weed or possibly a heroin.
Oh my god.
That's, anywhere in that range. That's the range there.
Anywhere from a weed to a heroin.
Yeah. I mean, meth is under heroin, yeah. I mean, but, you know, we're in Oregon, so it's probably going to be meth.
This is meth country.
Yeah, going to LB, so I might be able to...
We're the meth capital.
No, son, you can't do heroin. You gotta do meth. This is a meth family.
But yeah, the only... I'd probably just watch Jim Henson's Labyrinth to the Dark Side of the Moon soundtrack. Like, that'd be my choice.
You wouldn't watch Paul Blart Mall Cop to
I think Speed Racer would be a great one to watch if you were high.
No, but Speed Racer is actually good, though.
What does it matter how good
it is? It'd be even better when you're high.
Yeah. Also, that'd be the only time I'd watch, like, a Dark Side of the Moon, like, film, because I don't like that, soundtrack, I don't think. I mean, I haven't, like, gotten blazed in Dark Moon.
That movie just makes it so much better, though.
Paul Blart 1 is good, though.
Yeah.
Especially when put to the soundtrack of Dark Side of the Moon.
You're thinking of Paul Blart 2. I'm talking about Paul Blart. Did I say Paul Blart 2?
I am thinking of Paul Blart 2, aren't I?
Paul Blart 1.
Paul Blart 2 is the one that sings perfectly to Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes. Paul Blart 2, the entire movie is worth it for that line at the very end where he's just like, oh, I don't drink, but I do ride. And he stabs the horse's head.
Oh my god.
That's the only part I've seen of that movie.
Have you seen the beginning of it? At least five times without ever telling me what it was from.
It's so funny.
It was years ago. You showed me that clip, and I could never place it. I know exactly what you're talking about when you said that, but I never knew what it was from.
Yeah.
It's the last.
Oh my god.
The first scene's really good.
The cup looks absolutely disgusting. There's hair all over the bottom of it.
Yeah, it's just dog hair. It's fine.
Yeah.
Paul Blart 2 had a really good, like, I've never, like, laughed at, like, a match cut gag, except for in Paul Blart 2, where he looks at the divorce settlement with his wife, because she just kept uncontrollably vomiting at the thought of
being married to Paul Blart.
Paul Blart. But then his grandma gets run over by a milk truck, and then it's the exact same shot of him looking sad at a picture of him and his mom.
Oh, man.
What about the girl from the first one? Is she in the second? The one that he has a crush on?
What?
The girl from the first. Is she in the second one?
She's in it for 2 minutes, because, like, they have a wedding at the right beginning of it, just in the mall, and it's really...
Hey.
Disgusting.
The best part about watching Paul Blart 2 synced up to Dark Side of the Moon is at the very moment that his grandma gets hit by a truck, a Comfortably Numb comes on at the very beginning. It's perfect.
You're not wrong.
His grandma's still alive until she gets hit by a truck.
It's not working.
Right?
She was alive.
It's
not like they're wheeling her coffin out and it gets hit by a milk truck.
It's a decently old woman, though. Paul Blart's gotta be like a good 40.
No, it's Paul Blart's mom and the grandmother.
He's in his peak.
Okay, Eli, you obviously don't get the Paul Blart lore.
Do educate me, Harrison.
So, Paul Blart just looks terrible.
Brothers.
So yeah, Paul Blart moved in with his wife in the first one.
Yeah.
No, before the first one. He moved in with his wife. It was a very nice marriage until, you know, they had a child. And then his wife, as soon as she got her, like, you know, classic sort of green cards, he bounced. Because it was basically a green card marriage, but he didn't know about it. So he's betrayed. So and his daughter moved in with his mother, which is Maya's grandmother.
Yes.
Maya being, of course, Maya Blart. I thought that was a pun for a second, but it wasn't.
Maya Brewer.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You should call her Maya Blart.
Yeah.
Maya Blart.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
yeah,
I like that.
Because she'll never know why.
True.
Until she finally gets to this podcast.
Unless, like...
Unless
we find out that Maya...
The first podcast in this show was named
One of the
Maya Brewer
from Sweden.
One of the many people.
Yeah,
she uses a VPN.
Yeah. But I did delete the Maya Brewer episode, because, like, an upsetting amount of people... Like, okay, I'll start with the first one, and I did not want that to be a first one, so I deleted
that. That's fair. Yeah. It's named, in all caps, Maya Brewer. Because
I wish...
Right?
Yeah, I did a one-off episode with Eli called Reactions, and I wish that was the worst episode.
Oh, really?
I think it was, though. It wasn't, though.
What's the episode?
It was a discussion. That's what I want to do with this podcast. I just want to discuss, like, things. But I have to do about pop culture, because that's the only thing young people can process.
Exactly.
They can also process weed.
They...
But it is fat soluble, so it takes a while.
Can they though?
Yeah.
What's good processing of weed? Like having it be obvious or not obvious? Because it's always obvious, Kurt.
It's if you have like
it's
a
true
operation
it's actually if like processing means you quickly, it's not obvious because it's processed quickly. Because in that case, it's always extremely obvious.
Yeah.
Young people are.
I prefer to process
on
it
the
by
weed.
Hand,
as they say.
Like the like big. Agribusiness.
Apparently, some guy from Alice got chased by the police because he was selling acid, and he would have it strapped to his back, and he ran, sweat a bunch. Like I'm like over like 100. It's like a normal test.
No.
Like, tripping out for 4 days in the hospital.
Jeez.
See this guy running through the park. Just like freaking out.
I gotta keep running. I gotta get away from it.
Like, dude, shoot
he couldn't get away from it. That's terrible.
Oh man.
Oh, that's really hard.
Because like
imagine if you just couldn't run away from acid, unlike everybody else. Like that's what they teach you in school. Just run away. Just say no, run away. That's what they teach you in school.
The acid's behind
the
you.
Acid
just run.
All over. I can't escape. Push.
Oh,
nothing like running out of good morning sweat. That's how I go on runs.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, is that runner's high? It's just...
Oh,
they just
that's
strap
what
they're
talking about, the runner's high.
They just gotta strap up before you go.
That's why marathon runners just die at like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strap ass. Where did that statistic come from?
Yeah, you gotta carb up before you...
I'm gonna make carbo load. Eat a bunch of fettuccine right before...
Oh, gross.
Okay, I'm gonna run away. Okay, so if you're running away, let's get away from the office references and go right into Men in Black International.
This episode was so loose that I forgot to put in an ad break. Before Men in Black International, this is a movie review. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things, and the heat is really getting to us. Me specifically, I get genuinely angry about Aladdin and feminism, as I'm one to do. It got pretty insane in there. But what's not insane is our sponsor, probably Anchor.
Wait,
who's
talking about the
office? Carbo Load. The Carbo
Load, right?
That was my joke, Curtis.
I thought your joke was great.
You should watch the office.
I am on season
Eli, you've
five.
Seen Men in Black International. What'd you think?
I have. I think I'm in the minority of people who kind of enjoyed it, just for nostalgic reasons.
That's definitely a minority
right.
in this room.
Hey, I haven't seen it. I just don't.
David, you hate
it.
That's official.
Okay.
Sit down.
I am sitting down.
I will make the concession that the writing is pretty bad. Like, I'll make that concession.
Okay.
But I think it, in some ways, it captured the spirit of Men in Black.
Okay.
Harrison. Let's hear it, Harrison.
The main problem with Men in Black.
Shoot down my hot take.
Yeah, movies have.
Hot take.
Yeah, movies. Okay, Harry's take coming in. Men in Black International was a weird, like, I discussed this earlier, but an uncanny valley of Men in Black.
Was it called International because she was black?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's why.
It's because they were British, right?
Yeah,
because
they were
in
London.
Oh.
I'll get to more into Tessa
but
Thompson
Chris
in a second.
Chris is American.
Yeah.
That's right.
Australian.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
But yeah, my main sort of hairy take is that the women should not be in Men in Black.
Jeez, man.
Well.
No.
That's a hot, more of a hot take than mine.
You should call it
no,
People in Black.
They make that joke in the movie, David.
Ooh.
They do say, men, oh no, men and women in
know
black.
You know we're on the same comedic level as the people who wrote this movie.
Yeah, that's an all-time low.
That's true. It wasn't very funny.
It wasn't very funny.
It wasn't that funny.
Because the Men in Black one is like funny and good because like
well,
the joke
that
is that it's not funny because
so
Tommy Lee Jones just is the straight man and it's good.
Yeah.
But Tessa Thompson always does this weird thing to where she's like a weird straight man. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
she just had like this weird edge to just like being like, oh, I'm very serious,
sure
but I'm also
man.
A little kooky and weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Because I feel
Tessa
like
Thompson.
That's how the. Okay, that was very Men in Black in the franchise.
Oh,
how,
MC.
The other girl. No, no, no.
Yeah. Because in the original Men in Black, there's like a person working at the morgue that was just like.
No.
She was like a serious woman, but she was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then kind of was like, oh, maybe I want to bone you, Will Smith. Ugh. And then
wait,
Will
Smith
wanted to bone her. Yeah. And
not
that was the first one. And
in
then this
the
time.
The original Men in Black.
Oh.
This
Men
in Black.
Have you not seen any
Men in Black? I've seen the first three.
This Men in Black completely
oh,
made me question.
For a long time then, huh?
No, I thought you were talking about the new one. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
okay.
In the new one, it's similar to where Tessa Thompson is like a, you know, classic straight woman. You know, very powerful, very queen-esque. Because that was a joke in the film as well. But
oh, it was,
she
it was.
Had this weird chemistry with Chris Hemsworth that made me kind of question her chemistry with him in Ragnarok, where, like, they kind of want
a
bone, but they
Isn't
probably could just
be
friends.
A lesbian in Ragnarok?
Like,
Ragnarok? I thought I'd read something that said that.
You would, that's definitely
yeah.
readable
There's
material.
No reason she
but,
can be, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, because really I never got a romantic.
No, there's some romantic vibes.
They hopped into the plane and stood very close to each other for a good 3 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. Because that's just like
Thor's vibe. Chris Hemsworth is thirsty.
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
And because they wrote out Natalie Portman, so.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. Yeah, we'll get Speaking of thirsty Chris Hemsworth, that's just a sort of weird sort of chemistry that Tessa Thompson and Hemsworth had.
From the first Thor movie.
I mean, we kind of question that. But yeah, that's definitely like a weird portrayal of like women that the Men in Black movies usually have.
Yeah, it was Endgame.
Which is a strange.
None of the characters were amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's an awful the premise, but it wasn't amazing.
Yes, I'd rather that happen.
That's true.
You know, I think the premise isn't too bad. If someone explains it. Because when I was watching when I was younger, I was always like, oh, there's going to be someone who sees something and doesn't get, you know, zapped.
Yeah.
Doesn't get neuralized. And so kind of exploring that, I think, was definitely...
Yeah, it
would have
been fine if the film started there.
It
didn't.
What?
It started in Paris with old high T
oh, it did.
And
yes.
H.
Okay, that's right. I forgot. Liam Neeson does play a character named High T, which I think is great.
Isn't he the guy in charge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the lead of the London
High
region.
T?
High T.
Why?
And boy, we'll get into what the T
Why?
Means.
Is he from Haiti?
High T.
Do they have, like, one-letter names for the movie?
Yeah.
Like,
but hey, we'll get into
geez,
what the T
has been a while,
means.
Hasn't it?
I mean, the T has a certain thematic
That's
meaning.
That's the Men in Black thing.
Yeah.
Because Tommy Lee Jones
was a better character.
Was a better character.
It was a really funny
yeah, Tommy Lee Jones is probably one
of
my
Tommy Lee Jones
performances.
Being like, or getting autocorrect. It's like, I don't know about that. So,
yeah.
Gross.
But yeah, Tommy Lee Jones was definitely a highlight of the first Men in Black. The first Men in Black's good because it's got that New York grime.
Also,
that movie's just
also the guy that plays
talking about
it's
the
very
grime.
Important to
also
like.
The guy that plays the cockroach is amazing.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about. Like, they had some like grimy, weird aliens in this, and
I was
like,
sugar! You want
throughout the whole movie.
He's
my
so
reactions
good.
To the movie were just like, oh, that's a nice alien design again. And I just sat in silence and didn't laugh at all.
Plus, probably it's very New York in the first movie to be fighting the giant cockroach.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's right. I do get what you mean when you say, like, everything was very
Yeah, it's
clean.
Like, New York was like a character as in, like, yeah, it's a grimy place that immigrants have to go. Because that's what the first Men in Black was, like, a lot about, like, immigration, though. Thanks. And this one, like, had one scene on immigration. It's like, oh, I wonder if it's going to do anything to Matt... Nah, it's just a hive mind. Okay.
Yeah, it was... I mean, you could see Liam Neeson being the bad guy from probably
Yeah, because
20,
T stands for traitor
away.
In this scenario.
I haven't seen it, dude.
You're not going to see it, Curtis.
Okay.
Shut up.
Even if you guys did, what I just told you isn't a spoiler because you get it as soon as the movie happens.
You don't know how smart I am.
Yeah, that's true. You could just be totally...
Though I didn't really
Maybe
see it coming until, like...
I love Liam Neeson so much.
That's
honestly,
true.
Honestly?
That's, and there was a little bit of that at the very beginning, but it
Although the same
faded,
thing
but...
happened to me in freaking Batman Begins, so I don't even know what to think anymore.
See, what's going to happen is I'm going to watch the entire movie and still be like, I think Liam Neeson was a good guy.
Liam Neeson was probably in the right thing. I think the real story is that the Men in Black is an evil corporation.
I mean, Liam Neeson was the good guy in Batman because he was an environmentalist, and that's very important.
Exactly.
He was very
I don't think that
environmentally friendly, and that's why he wanted to microwave people.
That's why he wanted to explode the entire of Gotham.
You
was that an environmental concern?
He was just exploding people.
Wasn't it just because...
There'd be a lot more carbon emissions for a liquefied
I thought it was just because it was so crime-ridden. He's like, these people are just evil and I need to kill all of them.
I mean, he's not wrong, but yeah.
I don't think that had anything to do with the environment, did it?
And
well,
he's got like his whole like, all these big empires... Get all big, and then we gotta be like, hey, fuck you, empires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Barbecue.
Asian voice. Really
I like a certain set of skills. Marinated and flipping burgers.
I will destroy your empire.
Like some very veiled way in the movie. That's like, oh, come on.
I think it was the letter T, I guess?
No.
I think it was, though. I think that's the writing level of his movie.
Sounds like
oof.
I will find you!
That's familiar, Cyrus.
That's the best Liam Neeson we got.
Okay.
Yeah, if Men in Black International, if it's one word I can describe it, it's great.
My favorite Liam Neeson role is in the Lego movie.
Don't
that's
cite the old witch.
That's
me.
Correct.
No, shoot, don't cite the old magic to me, witch.
What's that from?
It's Narnia. He plays Aslan.
I haven't seen that so
Shut
long.
Shut up.
What the heck is your problem?
Just read freaking Narnia.
I did.
I don't like the movies.
They're children's movies.
I like actually Prince Caspian. I think that's underrated.
I guess.
I remember the ones pretty easy came out of nowhere. Yeah.
That was John Trader. That was the Don Trader.
Don
Troika.
Don Trader.
Don Troika. Voyage.
Don
Trader. Don
Trader.
Don
Trader.
Don Trader.
That used to be my favorite book.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a book series.
What is?
No, Voyage of the Don Trader specifically.
Oh, Voyage of the Don?
Yeah.
That movie was really good.
It's whimsical. Didn't you remember one of them
Jesus.
Needed gold, but
you
it
did?
Didn't turn into
yeah,
the gold because he was too good of a person?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What a weird indie film Don Trader was. It was like shot like a...
indie film?
Erotic road trip movie. Like, it was just like
that's
shaky cams and like... just like a
I guess there
cheap
was
ass
some
camera.
Yeah, there were some shaky cams.
It was mostly just on like a boat, like in under a boat in like maybe a cave where there's gold
the
and stuff.
The boat looked kind of weird. I was like... this is too cartoony
okay.
looking.
We
that's
get it.
When I saw the boat, I don't know.
It's
bothered
fake.
It bothered me a little bit.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, everything looked fake in Men in Black, and I didn't like it.
My favorite part of Men in Black is when Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson are standing there overlooking the Norwegian town, and he says, "You need to be a king now."
Yeah, that was a good scene in Men in
yeah,
Black International.
No, it was very good. Yeah, it definitely was a lot better than, you know,
she's
Hemsworth
like,
being like the king at the end because, you know, a lot of people said, like, hey, you should be the king. Hey, you should be the king. Hey, I want to quit being drunk
Chris.
And betting aliens. You should be the king.
Chris.
And then,
what's up?
Luckily, he chose to not be the king.
What?
In Men in Black International. Oh, wait, what happened?
Bottom of your foot.
Oh.
That's not how it went in International. He's just the
it's
king.
A, it was,
king.
A, it was
yeah.
a blister.
Wait, can I see that's
and
a nice
peel off.
Oh, that's a big boy.
It doesn't hurt.
I like that.
How about now?
I think the skin is...
But yeah, in Men in Black International,
fine.
The ending is like, hey, Chris Hemsworth with your boss now because the guy that didn't like you said it was okay.
Yeah.
And Hemsworth didn't go like, oh no, that guy's more suited and does his job good. And then, nah, he just does it.
Honestly,
yeah, honestly, Chris Hemsworth did nothing throughout the movie to deserve becoming the leader.
He punched people pretty good, and then
no,
he had
that's
to...
true. He did punch people. That's a great, you know, leadership quality.
Even,
you know, good
if
boss.
Liam Neeson wanted to kill
nah,
everybody,
but he's the
I
best puncher. I mean, he won against
charged.
The Hive.
Is that bad?
Yeah,
see,
our Embrith only
is
yeah,
wits and his
is
atomizers. Some seven atomizers.
What the heck?
Series 7?
That's what I said.
Spoil my favorite.
I was like, there's Batman Begins all over again.
You got this
how
one,
many
dude.
Hammer references did I make throughout?
Zero.
There was the one in the trailer.
Zero.
What was in the trailer?
He likes
it.
So
just
like a hammer.
Just the hammer and he just throws it.
Oh, it was the tiniest, dinkiest little hammer.
That's
I didn't
the point
even
of it.
Make that connection.
I thought
what?
It was a leg of a table because he said how the tables have turned. I thought that was a pun.
That was
that have to do with anything?
No, that
God,
was a, that was a, that was a hammer, and it wasn't a pun. And now that I think about that, that would have been way better.
Why? Because he smashed him. He was smashed into a table.
My how the tables have tabled.
That's
my
pretty,
the turns.
That's pretty much the writing level. Of the yeah.
It's like me when I like.
I don't like this mood.
Sorry.
I don't like feminism. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
Get it out of my
there's
movies.
A hot take of the
there's
day.
A hot
here we
take.
Go. Here we go. All
right.
Harry Tate coming in. This movie.
Harry oh, did you guys see the new Aladdin movie?
My if you're watching
will.
That trailer right now, I'm going to smack
was...
your phone out of your goddamn hand.
I would love to see it.
I heard not
okay,
great.
This
enough.
Is the Ben and Black trailer.
That is a hammer.
It's just
a
this.
Hammer.
Oh.
Yeah. No, yes, it's
good. Get it? Because he said what happened. That's the joke!
Listen, we're just talking about the hammer here. That was the whole point.
Anyway,
that's right.
Does she, like, catch the hammer or something like that? Because then it's like, ooh, that's Thor Ragnarok all over again.
Right. That's a
no.
clear point!
Mm.
It's the same thing that happened in Thor Ragnarok.
Is she, like, cool? And then she...
Yeah,
wait,
yeah,
Chris, and then there's no more hammer until...
Why am I talking about this
Thor
movie?
Aladdin.
I have a
Aladdin, have you seen the new Aladdin movie?
No, I haven't seen the...
That's a feminist thing
Curse.
I actually didn't mind.
Doesn't Will Smith go
I'm not
blank?
How
is
that feminist?
Happens.
I'll just tell
what?
Him, please.
You want it? Okay. Jasmine becomes the Sultan.
Ooh.
And at first I was like, it's
kind
of funky, but I actually didn't mind it. What?
That's
it was
fine.
In the movie.
In the
well,
movie,
yeah.
Aladdin becomes the Sultan.
Well, no.
Is
that makes sense because Neil Scott's the only good individual in Aladdin.
I mean, I thought Will Smith
other than Lee.
Shut up.
Seen the movie, Harris.
Will Smith is bad at acting.
Will Smith is bad at acting.
We just,
yeah.
You just got over raving about Men in Black 1.
Will Smith
what?
Is good as like,
Will Smith
Will
doesn't
Smith.
Act in Men in Black. He just dresses like an alien and just
that's right. He is
shouts.
More, he is.
Will Smith
he is
not an alien in Men in Black.
I'd say Will Smith is good as Will Smith in
yeah.
some movies.
Yeah,
like,
no, in Men in Black he does play.
I don't think
Smith.
He's like a phenomenal actor, but like I like Will Smith. In
dude,
Men in
when
Black.
That man played Muhammad Ali. That's golden.
He did a really good job in Concussion, too.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Yes.
He probably... No, that's Oscar bait Will Smith. That's not acting. Oscar. Being sad is an acting.
I don't care how big of an Oscar bait movie it is. It's still acting.
No,
and
yeah, being sad is an acting
job.
That's why people think 13 Reasons Why is like good. Good acting isn't just crying. It's like representing like a character,
not
just
like...
You
didn't spend the entirety of Concussion crying. In fact, I don't think you did that at all.
It's just like one of
really good job.
People think like, oh, this person like is sad about everything all the time because that's how people are. And that really represents a character, a good character.
In the situation that the movie Concussion was embodying, I think there was a lot of sadness to be had. I mean, people were dying.
I think it sounds pretty heavy.
The emotion I remember him doing really well the most was just like frustration.
Yeah.
Like the scene where he's like first explaining what CTE is to this one doctor.
Yeah.
He does a really good job of like, he's got kind of like that nervous, like, over-explaining.
I think Will Smith deserves an Oscar. I don't know.
I don't care.
For
I mean,
yeah,
he's
going to
get two Oscars for the hit Gemini Man. That's his next debut from the Visionary Director.
Is that the clone one?
Yeah, it's the one where his clones. It's basically Looper, right?
No. That's not what Looper is.
Isn't that what Looper was?
That's pretty much Looper. Yeah, I'm on David's side.
It's Looper. They have to loop genetics so that way they
You're
can get two people out of it.
Sorry.
Captain America.
Getting back to Aladdin. The feminist theme, Jasmine becoming Sultan. I like that as a feminist theme, but as an ardent communist, I hate the fact that the already royalty became royalty. That's stupid.
You
can
absolutely have
idiotic.
A problem with the dictatorship that is a Sultan.
See,
but
that was
really
what was great about
all.
The original Aladdin. The proletariat rises up
and becomes Sultan.
Well, I don't actually remember what it was.
The original?
Yeah, that was the good one.
They get married. It's the Disney movie.
They get married, but then, like, I assumed that Aladdin became the Sultan because he was the dude.
Well, no, he didn't become the Sultan. He was just still poor and just ran off with, like, thieves and stuff in the movie, the TV show.
I don't think...
What happens
to
Aladdin
2?
Yeah. That's what happens. It's a Disney movie. They don't actually have responsibilities. Like, Ariel didn't become the queen of whatever.
Was there a Jafar?
She just ran around
and he was not
with her daughter. Jafar.
I mean,
was he
okay.
Jafar?
In the climax of the movie, it was real cringy. Real cringy. Like, he did fine up until, like, the most important part of the movie is when he, like, takes over the city. And then it was just so bad that I was actually laughing out loud at the
nice.
Most dramatic
nice.
Part.
Yeah, that was watch.
No,
just
no.
The way he speaks, the way he chose to use, you didn't see it.
They casted,
Wait.
They casted one of the most fantastic actors of all in the film Aladdin. Farouk the Shadow King from Legion, one of the greatest TV shows of all time, best acted. And you want to know who that actor played? The Sultan.
I thought the Sultan was fine.
Yeah. So yeah, they were.
Why are you angry at me?
So
close.
Yeah.
So
Jafar.
Wait.
So
is it follow like the animated movie like verbatim pretty much or not?
No, it's not. There's plenty of
because they can't do it as good.
It's mostly because
it's Guy Ritchie.
I only saw it once. I can't remember.
Is Carl? Is Jafar still trying to like creepily marry Jasmine? That thing.
Oh,
Jafar. Yeah. But he doesn't spend like a lot of time creeping on her. It's just like at the end, he's like,
"I
want to marry your daughter."
So that
he has
in the animated movie, he's got that creepy ass dungeon in the movie.
Well,
it's
just called a dungeon,
out.
Sex dungeon.
It's like hardcore.
What about it implies a sex
well,
dungeon?
It's like hardcore, like smiling up on Jasmine while she's like chained to a wall. I'm like, this is not okay for.
Yeah.
Jasmine.
Are those all the dungeons
okay.
from League of Legends? Is that just what? Is that your reference for dungeons? Is a sex dungeon?
Yeah. David sees a dungeon and thinks that's gotta
dungeon.
Be a sex dungeon. What else could it be? It couldn't be for actually holding captives. No.
Someone's
doing a little bit of hanky panky in this dungeon.
My biggest
any
problem.
Sex dungeon could be a sex dungeon, Eli. It's called a growth mindset.
No, just out of people, at Prince of getting captured, that was the most like.
That is not a sex dungeon.
Get to
turn.
Yeah.
Well,
that doesn't happen.
No. What? No, there's not a whole... No. The worst part of the movie is in the climax when he takes over and he sends Aladdin to be taken to the section. Not Aladdin, Jasmine. She's like, she's being taken away.
Wait,
and then they decide that's a great time for her to sing a power ballad.
Nice.
Which is not. It's not a good time to sing
I've heard
a power
very
ballad.
Bad things about the new music for the movie.
The
no,
song, the song is just fine.
Is good.
You think it's good?
A Whole
I thought
World is garbage.
Bad. That's an old...
The World is in the movie is bad. It's really
why?
Bad.
Did you see that scene?
No, I listened to the soundtrack.
Oh.
Okay. I will say, I think Disney has a way of making bad singers sound like decent singers. I'm pretty sure Aladdin realizes
it's called Auto-Tune, Curtis.
I think... No, it's not just Auto-Tune.
I'll give you that. I've heard some of the movie version of A Whole New World, and the way they take it out of time for the verses, like, it's not well done.
Also, the piano's really, like... Instead of just, like... That's verbatim it. It's like Jafar just singing, just like.
He didn't sing it all.
I'm here to fail.
I think there's a part in a musical I could actually play.
I think you did great. I think the girl who played Jasmine did a good job of singing. I don't know.
Naomi Scott's like a classically trained.
I think I watched Tapper's trailer.
But I think that the placement of her power ballad song is just awful. Because, like, she's being escorted all the way to the dungeon. It's, like, big and dramatic. And then, like, she starts singing, and literally the people around her, they don't.
They're just, like, going to dust. Because, like.
Yeah, they turn into, like.
They just get snapped.
Blobs.
Awesome.
Like, it's just, like. Fade into this weird little, like, I don't even, like, entity ghost person as she walks around and sings this thing. And then at the end of it, she's like, now I'm going to speak up and say, no! And
I will not be executed.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
It was bad.
This isn't a woman's rights thing. This is like a you're in prison thing.
Well, no.
A little different.
No, this was my biggest problem is that, well, like, the climax requires the guards to be loyal to Jafar because he becomes the Sultan.
Right. Makes sense.
Because, like, that's the law, is that they be loyal to the Sultan. Morally, it's totally wrong because he's not actually the Sultan.
That's
kind of
like Black Panther.
That's
a bug
deal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same deal. Same deal.
I was like, just kill him.
And so the guards are like, okay, I guess we gotta take her to the dungeon because Jafar's the Sultan now. And then the whole climax is that Jasmine says, no, that's stupid. And then the guard's like,
yeah, I guess
hey, you're right. And then Jafar's like, okay, screw you, I'm gonna be a wizard now.
And that's how that goes.
So that was Movie Boys Aladdin. Thanks for coming along.
So that climax sucked. But the movie itself was not bad, and I thought Will Smith did a good job of filling Robin Williams' shoes.
Okay.
Not a better job, mind you, but a good job.
Is it like those, like, pointy shoes?
Yeah, those are funny.
he has a dope hat.
Doesn't
when
he fall in love with someone in the
Prince
movie?
He does.
That is not a dope hat.
It's not creepy when it comes to human.
Who does... Oh, he does in the first? Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
He's not a dope hat.
Yeah, he gets freed and he becomes a regular dude.
Oh, he gets...
Dude,
Curtis,
well, he's still a genie, though.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a regular dude.
Oh.
No, he loses his powers.
Yeah,
you know who's super
sure.
hot when they're a human? Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
It looks like young William Shatner. I thought about this because I watched Star Trek with my dad last night for Father's Day. That's what he wanted to do. And I was like, that dude looks like not over Shrek.
Trying to impress your dad with that.
You know what the fourth
Day?
Star Trek
movie
is about? This big probe comes over Earth, starts vaporizing all the water, and makes like this awful sound, and it's whale noises. So all the whales went extinct like 400 years ago.
Yeah, they have to go to space.
So they go to the
whales.
80s to steal two humpback whales and put them back in the ocean.
Yeah.
And get rid of this massive probe. And that's
so yeah, back to the Harry takeout I was going to do 20
whales.
Minutes ago. Hold on there, fellas.
Everyone, alert.
Harry Take coming in. Men in Black International was like pretty bad feminist movies. One of the bad feminist movies. Because feminist cinema is actually pretty good. What do you think about? Because Captain Marvel sort of brings out this sort of feminist cinema. To where...
Did you like Captain Marvel?
Yeah, I liked it a lot because it's pretty good feminist cinema.
Feminism.
It's good feminist cinema because, you know, Captain Marvel is one of the few Marvel heroes that makes, like, all her own choices and has her powers because of that. It's not like, hey, it's not in the comic books to where Captain Marvel was a garbage character that just had an alien crash into her while she was flying.
Yeah.
Which is basically half of the superhero origins in Marvel, or an experiment going on. She chose to, like, hey...
Yeah, being a test pilot in her own right.
I don't follow the Jude Law. And then an engine exploded.
The Jude, oh my god.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty good feminist
I just watched...
cinema to where they make their own choices and then they get power from that.
Yeah.
But in this one, Tessa Thompson just goes, yeah, women are pretty sick. And it's just that. Until that only is good when the punchline, men and women in black. And then Chris Hemsworth just gives a thumbs up. Because he's the only one that could sell those lines.
I just
yeah,
watched the original... Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh, those are good.
I only saw the first one. What did you guys think of those? Did you like them?
I love those movies.
I haven't seen them in a while.
I like Guy Ritchie.
You know? Yeah.
Except when he made...
Guy Ritchie, like half a Guy Ritchie.
King Arthur movie. I have high hopes for that movie.
I know.
I was
excited for that. But then it was like...
I don't think that was too bad.
Like, the first scene was like fantastic.
It's so
and then it's just kind of like...
And then it just gets weird.
I don't know if any of you guys saw Guy Ritchie film The Man from U.N.C.L.E. based on the 60s show.
Yes.
That's such a good movie.
That was
so good. That did spy genre so right.
No one liked it.
Which is crazy to me.
I know, I watched it, I was like, this is really good. Like,
yeah,
I love it when the
like,
Russian guy's like chasing the car and rips the
No, here's my biggest problem with that. That's like another sort of like, thing where they just make, like, female protagonists, like, weird for no reason. Like, Avisia Vikander,
yeah,
was just running around, like, drinking from water fountains and wrestling.
I didn't understand,
like,
her
why
character.
Why can't you be a person, Miss Vikander?
That's fair. That's
talented actress.
But
she's
I like,
very good
I like
here,
the
though.
Dynamic between the American and the Russian.
Well, for sure.
Yeah, Army Hammer is a legend. Army Hammer was supposed to be Batman back in the day. That would be great.
That would be pretty solid. Oh, that would be funny. Yeah.
Oh, what do you guys think of Robert Pattinson as Batman?
It's good.
You like it?
Yes, of course I do. He's a fantastic actor.
I didn't like
Curtis.
Ben Affleck as Batman, so.
I never saw Twilight. I wasn't about to see Twilight.
Speaking of Batman,
well,
I watched
very sexual.
All of the
yeah,
DC movies
why.
On the plane ride from Portland to
the new
Dubai. Yeah, like the...
Oh.
I went Man of Steel, Wonder Woman, and then all the rest of them.
Wow.
And Man of Steel and Wonder Woman, I thought were good.
Those
and then the rest of them were just like, wow.
Wonder Woman's
I,
good.
I'm glad I watched these on a plane.
I really liked Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Man of
Steel
was good, except for the last scene after the conflict.
Well,
like,
no, I'd say all
conflict.
The fight scenes are bad, because it's just like Zack Snyder just zooming in and out. They're like his staples. Well,
like,
Superman's
like
doing dumb
the
karate.
Backstory they had on him for that. I thought they did a good job building his character.
Mm.
The Man of Steel.
But yeah, Brightburn is a lot better. Watch it.
Yeah, Brightburn.
So that was Men in Black, I guess. It was pretty forgettable. Some aliens were good and goofy.
Yeah.
I
think
care.
The major twist, which I won't reveal...
Wait, I think
it's not. It's not the one... No, it's different.
It's not
major
Liam Neeson is the good guy.
That's yes. No,
the
Liam Neeson thing
is
involved.
Because he's Liam Neeson.
The plot contrivance twist.
I think the main
at.
Twist was good. I like that, and I didn't. I mean, you can kind of see it coming. It wasn't like a when they revealed it. It was like an oh crazy moment. I didn't see that coming at all. But it,
like,
it was
didn't bring it
solid.
Up for a lot of the film. But yeah,
yeah. I think it was good, and
yeah.
A good twist can really do a lot for a movie.
Yeah, but the villain was bad. The villain looked kind of spooky.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it was one of those like. Faceless, but you never see what this villain actually is, you know? And then it comes out at the end, it's like, oh, that's a scary design. But
yeah.
Nothing has been done to really... Not enough has been done to hype this up. Because it's hyped up as a really bad thing at the very beginning of the movie, not talked about the entire movie, at the very end you actually
yeah.
see it. It's kind of like,
because apparently it's like, oh, we have a conspiracy about, like, the Hive, what? But it just doesn't do it at all. Doesn't have any sort of vibe. And it's shot
yeah.
only. Yeah, so that's this week's Boys Club, I guess. It was a long journey.
God bless America.
I was very tired and angry and hot during
but
it.
Now?
And I apologize.
You're tired and angry right now?
But now we're going to move on to
do,
shoot
yeah.
an update for Earth 813. So after this, for like 20 minutes, because I have to go to work pretty soon.
Red.
But yeah, be on the lookout for that. The feed's about to open up end of July. All these lovely boys are basically the main cast. Lizzie couldn't show up.
Today, it was like ripping
no, yeah, I completely lost control of the rest of the app. Yeah, there's no sort of... We made Matthew Easel on Instagram. That was the whole thing. It was kind of fun. Guac Dramic Brown was my handle that I wanted to put forward, but didn't, so somebody used that up on Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, follow me at DJ/M. Also follow me on Twitter at DJ/M, so you can get updates on Earth 813, the next hit role-playing podcast, Disney-infused universe, you know the drill. It's going to be a very good one, I think. And the stream will open up, well, the RSS feed will open up on the end of July. That schedule should work out eventually. We are also working on a few short films. Those are going to be underway quite soon. More podcasts, more fun ones. Like this wild ride here. Thank you so much for listening. Share it around if you guys like it or want it to be more popular, because I mainly just want to hear from you guys, especially in our Silent Z Was Taken Gmail. I want this to be more discussionary podcast. We're going to be talking Toy Story 4, most likely next pod. Definitely Rocket Man, because I just saw that, and that is an incredible film. Also, if you guys want to recommend any sort of discussions, I'd love to hear from you, boys at home. Yeah, this has been The Pod This Week. I've been your host, Harrison Cordell, co-boys Matthew Eastdale, David Lake really rocked it, and very special guest boys, Curtis Allen and Yelly Nicholas, thanks to them, if they're listening, which they are not. God bless. See you boys at the club next week.